Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Hey, this is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Thanks for joining me today. 1-888-914-9149 is the studio number to call. You can also tweet at me, and my Twitter handle is at Cale Clark. So grab a hold of that. Tweet at me your question or comment. We also have a show account too, at Cale Clark Show. And the email address, of course, is Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. We're going to begin, as we always do each hour of this pledge drive, this winter pledge drive. Give from the heart is our theme. We're going to engage our hearts in prayer right now. We're going to pray for an end to abortion in the United States and around the world. And we're also going to pray for the success of this drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you know, I think a lot of people aren't sure whether they can call in during Pledge Drive Week, but you can. So once again, that number to call, 1-888-914-9149, if you want to react to any of the things we're going to be talking about here on the Cale Clark Show. And one of the things I wanted to lead off with was this. I was reading an article on NPR, on their website, National Public Radio, and it was all about the topic of imposter syndrome. It came out this week, just on Monday. And in 1978, as far as we can tell, this is the first time this term was ever coined. And there were these two graduate students in 1978, and their names were Suzanne Imes and Pauline Rose Clance. And they realized that they both felt like they weren't good enough to be in grad school. And a lot of the other female students that they were studying with felt the exact same way. So they came up with this term called imposter phenomenon. Imposter phenomenon. I don't know if they trademarked it or not. Maybe they did, because nobody actually says that. They say imposter syndrome now, right? So, okay, that one's trademarked. We'll say something else instead. But anyways, Suzanne Imes obviously did graduate. She became a psychologist, one of those two girls. And she said this: we called it imposter phenomenon because it's actually not a syndrome. Well, maybe that's why they don't call it imposter syndrome. The technical name is imposter phenomenon. So it's not actually a syndrome in the medical sense of the word. And that does make some sense. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV or on the radio. Thank goodness for that. But I was a doctor in a radio play once. Can you imagine that? Maybe we'll find some audio of that somewhere deep in the internet archives. I don't know. But I guess I did play one on the radio. So that's actually not true. I need to go to confession. But having said that, doctors know all about these different medical syndromes that people can manifest. Well, this is not one of those. It's a phenomenon. It's not a syndrome. So it's not a disorder. It's not something that you can walk into a clinic and be diagnosed with. And a lot of people struggle with this, even really exceptionally high achievers. Powerful story I saw on ESPN about a baseball player who played with the Texas Rangers, not the New York Giants. That was a long, long time ago. There's the New York Football Giants, but the San Francisco Giants used to be the New York Giants a long time ago. Even though he had been successful, made it to the big leagues, he was struggling with depression and tried to take his own life, shot himself in the head, tragically, and survived. He survived it. It's a powerful story. I'll have to talk about that at some point on the program. But a lot of people, even if they're really high achievers in life, struggle with imposter syndrome. They feel that they're not as I'm just going to call it imposter syndrome. I know it's a phenomenon, not a syndrome, but bear with me. So a lot of people feel, even if they're successful, maybe they're not as intelligent or as bright or as creative or as able as other people think they are. And they live in a constant state of fear that eventually someone is going to find this out. The game is going to be up. They're going to run out of material and they'll be back on the street. And that's kind of the way I feel at Relevant Radio sometimes. I'm like, wow. I freely admit to you, I've struggled with imposter syndrome at times. Maybe you have too. If you have, give me a call. 1-888-914-9149. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Now, this is prevalent across all social lines, all economic lines, all gender lines. And obviously, if you do belong to a minority group, or perhaps this is certainly true for women. I know these two women who came up with imposter phenomenon, they felt that way. Just being women in a male-dominated profession sometimes made them feel like, I'm not really accepted here. And this happens to men as well. And men who struggle with imposter feelings, they have more anxiety when they get negative feedback, maybe a bad performance review, and that causes them to get into the spiral of self-doubt. And they start thinking right away. And there's another psychologist who was interviewed for this piece on NPR, Andrea Salazar-Nunez, who works at the University of Washington in Seattle. She says that men often don't realize when it's happening to them that what they're really experiencing is, in fact, imposter phenomenon. They just right away internalize, she says, there must be something wrong with me. So how do you stop this? How do you stop this phenomenon? Well, the article gives a few points there, a few tips. The first thing you've got to do is name it. You've got to name it. You've got to call yourself on this. Before you can start to work through any of this, you've got to know what's happening to you. And one of the psychologists who came up with this, Suzanne Imes, she has this motto. And it's this: less judgment, more curiosity. Less judgment, more curiosity. And this has to do with not judging yourself harshly, but rather being aware of what you're actually feeling, almost taking a step back and looking, trying to look at yourself from the outside. And instead of judging yourself when you feel like a fraud or a phony or an imposter, ask yourself, what am I really feeling here and why? Then they also recommend that you actually take stock of your talents, what you're really good at, and be gracious with yourself in this. Nobody's absolutely perfect, that's for sure. We're all trying the best we can. And a technique that she uses with her clients, and even for herself, is taking a piece of paper out and making three columns on that paper. The first column is things I'm not so good at. The second column is, well, these are things that I'm okay at. The third column, things I'm very good at. And you write everything you can possibly think of. Now, most of us, we tend to focus more on the negative sometimes, so it may be easy to come up with what we're not good at. Maybe not so much what we are good at, but there are some things that all of us are good at. We all have different gifts. And then ask for help. It's really important to connect with community. You need a support system. You've got to look to people that you're hoping to learn from, maybe somebody in your field. If you're feeling inadequate or an imposter in your field, maybe seek out a mentor and understand that you don't have to be an expert. It's not going to make you look weak if you ask questions and ask for help. Another thing that's recommended is just simply taking a break. When you're feeling a lot of pressure, when you're having a bad day, and you don't your self-worth is maybe taking a hit, don't listen to these lies in your head. I'm not good enough. Take some deep breaths. Get a good night's sleep. Take a nap if that helps. Exercise, that can really help. Just taking a walk with the dog, that often does wonders for your mindset. Just getting out of the house and walking around the block. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to show you a really, really interesting clip. I think you're really going to like this. I can't wait to let you listen to this. But maybe what we need, first of all, is just to watch all the negative self-talk, because we're often very hard on ourselves. God does not look at us that way, the way that we think he looks at us. And we talked about scrupulosity once on a previous program. A lot of people struggle with that. Maybe this is tied into imposter syndrome. Maybe we need a little less negative self-talk and a little more Stuart Smalley. Remember that character from Saturday Night Live, played by the now Senator Al Franken? And believe me, I don't want to get into the whole political angle, but he used to be a comedian before he became a politician, and he was on Saturday Night Live, and he had this character, Stuart Smalley, and his daily affirmations, and he used to say, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. And you know what? You know who likes you even more than other people? God himself. God himself. He doesn't just like you, he's crazy about you, and he gave his life for you. We're going to be back after this quick break on Relevant Radio. It's the Cale Clark Show.
Hi, Father Rocky here, and thank you for joining us for our Winter Pledge Party here at Relevant Radio. Have you heard about the two special gifts we have for you today only? For a dollar a day donation, just $30.42 a month for a year, our first gift is a very special Sacred Heart Wall Crucifix. This beautifully detailed Sacred Heart Wall Crucifix will make a great addition to any home. And it's a reminder that Christ suffered and died for our salvation. Our second gift is an Our Lady of Lourdes third class relic medal. And the medal has been touched to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. It was crafted in Italy with an image of Saint Bernadette praying to Our Lady of Lourdes. The Our Lady of Lourdes relic medal and the Sacred Heart crucifix are both yours for your donation of $1 a day. But these are limited in supply, so don't wait. Call now or give online right away before they're gone. Give using the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
You know, those Our Lady of Lourdes medals really are beautiful, and we would love to send it as our way of saying thank you for making that pledge of $365, just $1 a day. You can do that at relevantradio.com, through the Relevant Radio app, or by calling us 877-291-0123. Hi, Josh Raymond here, along with Cale Clark, just for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cale, this is one of those things where once or twice a pledge drive, we'll have a thank you gift, but it's only mm-hmm. available that day, and it's not going to be available any other time. And this is one of those instances. So anybody listening, we're not going to talk about this on any other Cale Clark show through this week of our pledge drive. But, you know, these medals, on one side, it has an image of Our Lady appearing there before a kneeling and a praying Saint Bernadette. On the reverse side, there's actually a third class relic that's been touched there at the site of the apparition at the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes.
That's right.
And these medals also, they've been made specifically for Relevant Radio, Cale. I was talking with Rose, who she coordinates all the different thank you gifts we have, and she said that the factory where these are made, it actually had been shut down for months because of the COVID pandemic. But when we approached them and said, hey, would you consider? They said, yeah, we'll open up and make a very special production run of these medals just for Relevant Radio, and then they're going to close back down again.
That's incredibly gracious of them, you know, literally risking their lives to produce these medals for us. And I'm sure that it was under safe conditions.
I would think so, yes.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just teasing. I need to be a little bit more accurate with my information, a little bit more. Yeah, I heard that you were laughing behind the glass when I mentioned Stuart Smalley, so I hope you got
it. I'm just showing my age by remembering who that is.
Yeah, Lucas didn't know who that was, so yeah. Lucas is a young pup,
and we'll
educate him.
He's a poorer man for it.
Absolutely, but we're all the richer for listening to Relevant Radio. I think you would agree.
Yes.
Bad jokes aside, we want everybody to give from the heart. We want to give you something back, too. By the way, Josh, I want you to remind me at the end of the hour, when we talk at the end of the hour, we're going to have a little bit more time. Remind me to tell you the pizza story.
All right.
Okay?
Pizza
it does
story,
tie
end of
into,
hour. Got it.
Yeah, just remember that. It does tie into this medal of Our Lady of Lourdes that people can get. I know that's a weird connection, but trust me, it's going to make sense at the end of the show. So hang on and do call in right now, 1-877-291-0123, so you can get this wonderful medal. It's incredible, a third-class relic. We can't get to Lourdes right now because of COVID, but Lourdes can come to us. This has been touched to the site of the apparition of Our Lady of Lourdes. And go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to give online even quicker. Give from the heart. It's our winter pledge drive.
That's right. Make that pledge right now, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, 877-291-0123. The hour is flying by, so don't wait. Respond right now. Give from the heart. Make that dollar a day pledge.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, welcome back to the show. So glad to have you with me. This is Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. And we were talking before the break about people who struggle with imposter syndrome. I think we all have from time to time. And I talked about the words of affirmation from Stuart Smalley. And Patrick, do you have that clip for me?
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Well, listen, I hope to do the exact same thing. I hope to give you a great show, and hopefully I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and hopefully you like me. Hopefully we all love each other. You know, that's what we're called to do. And you're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. That was really quick work, Patrick. Man, as soon as I mentioned Stuart Smalley, he was all over it, and he had already extracted that clip. Unbelievable. Well, I'm sure Stuart Smalley would agree that sometimes we can enter into this negative self-talk. we can say things about ourselves that God does not believe about us. And sometimes the mind can educate the body in wrong ways on that count. But the opposite is also true. Believe it or not, the body can educate your mind. I don't know if you've heard about Amy Cuddy, but she's got one of the most popular TED Talks that you can find on the web. If you go to YouTube and look up her TED Talk, Fake It Till You Make It, it's got about 20 million views. It's an incredible talk. And here's a clip from that presentation.
Having your identity taken from you, your core identity, and if, for me it was being smart, having that taken from you, there's nothing that leaves you feeling more powerless than that. So I felt entirely powerless. I worked and worked and worked, and I got lucky and worked and got lucky and worked. Eventually I graduated from college. It took me 4 years longer than my peers. And I convinced someone, my angel advisor, Susan Fiske, to take me on. And so I ended up at Princeton, and I was like, I am not supposed to be here. I am an imposter. And the night before my first year talk, and the first year talk at Princeton is a 20-minute talk to 20 people. That's it. I was so afraid of being found out the next day that I called her and said, I'm quitting. She was like, you are not quitting, because I took a gamble on you and you're staying. You're gonna stay, and this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna fake it. You're gonna do every talk that you ever get asked to do. You're just gonna do it and do it and do it, even if you're terrified and just paralyzed and having an out-of-body experience until you have this moment where you say, oh my gosh, I'm doing it. Like, I have become this. I am actually doing this. So that's what I did. 5 years in grad school. A few years, you know, I'm at Northwestern, I moved to Harvard. I'm at Harvard, I'm not really thinking about it anymore, but for a long time I had been thinking, not supposed to be here, not supposed to be here. So the end of my first year at Harvard, a student who had not talked in class the entire semester, who I had said, look, you gotta participate or else you're gonna fail, came into my office. I really didn't know her at all. And she said, she came in totally defeated, and she said, I'm not supposed to be here. And that was the moment for me, because two things happened. One was that I realized, oh my gosh, I don't feel like that anymore. You know, I don't feel that anymore, but she does, and I get that feeling. And the second was, she is supposed to be here. Like, she can fake it, she can become it. So I was like, yes, you are. You are supposed to be here, and tomorrow you're gonna fake it, you're gonna make yourself powerful, and, you know, you're gonna... I wanna say to you, don't fake it till you make it. Fake it till you become it. You know, it's not do it enough until you actually become it and internalize. The last thing I want to leave you with is this. Tiny tweaks can lead to big changes.
Yeah, they certainly can. What a powerful presentation by Amy Cuddy. I encourage everybody to watch it. She was in a very serious car accident. She talks about this in her talk. She was thrown from the vehicle. She was in high school, and she was a straight-A student. She was really on track. She'd always been called gifted and bright. But unfortunately, she suffered some major damage in this accident, and her IQ actually dropped quite a bit. I don't know how this happened, but people told her, you will never finish university. You will never become a success. Well, she fought through it. It took her four times as long to finish university as everybody else, but she did get her degree, and she went on to great success, obviously teaching at Harvard, as she mentioned in that clip. I want to bring up Karen Moran right now, and Karen, as you were listening to that, I have a funny feeling that you're familiar with her and her talk, right?
This was the first time I had seen it.
Oh, okay, okay.
I saw an email from you,
and I thought maybe
fake it till you make it.
you should have faked it. Said no, I saw this a million times.
No, I really enjoyed watching that clip too, and I was gonna say it reminded me when I was young and starting out in my career after college. Mm-hmm. I worked in Los Angeles for a media trainer, and that was that was her mantra. It was like fake it till you make it, and you know, she was always encouraging people, you know, to perform well in interviews. Mm-hmm. On television and in crisis situations. But I really loved her change on that, Amy Cuddy's fake it till you become it.
That's even better. And you know what this does?
It's true.
Sorry, go ahead.
When you become it, what you're expressing comes from your heart. It's not an act. And
I don't know.
Maybe it's as older I've gotten, I don't worry so much about, you know, someone thinking I'm faking it, because I'm really just, all the pretenses are dropped.
Yeah. When I turned 40, somebody said to me, 40 is a great age because it's like, when you're 40, you just don't care anymore what people think.
In essence, you just don't care.
You let it all out. Absolutely. You're going to... One of the things that she talks about, Amy Cuddy, in this clip, in this TED Talk, is she talks about power poses. And yes. I was mentioning earlier that the body can educate the mind. What do I mean by power poses? Well, she shows all these. Now, this doesn't really work on radio, so you'll have to just imagine me doing this. Imagine Usain Bolt, the great Olympic sprinter, fastest man alive. When he wins a medal at the Olympics, when he's winning the gold, and he's literally turning his head and laughing at all the other world-class sprinters who are 5 yards behind him, when he crosses the finish line, he's got his arms up in that victory pose, that big V that you make with your arms when they're stuck out. And she also talks about Superman poses, you know, putting your fists on your hips and sticking your chest out like you're really proud and just looking like Superman, smiling, lifting your chin, looking straight ahead. And she recommends that before a big job interview or something like that, that you go into the bathroom, and hopefully nobody else is around while you're doing this, and just do a bunch of power poses for 5 minutes. And that actually has the effect of getting you pumped up and confident.
Right.
And have you ever tried that, Karen?
Well, not lately, but I was going to say what this cued me to was how your body changes your mind. Our body changes our mind. In our faith, we have so many postures. You know, we go in, we dip our hands in the water when there's water available. We cross ourselves. We kneel. Mm-hmm. We genuflect at the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. We kneel in certain prayers. And there's like a real physical connection to our faith with, you know, how our bodies move, which it kind of creates, and we learn that from, hopefully, when we're little, and we understand it as we grow deeper and older in our faith, which that's kind of how it spoke to me. I was like, this is kind of a cool analogy.
I think that's so insightful that you said that, Karen. It's so true. So much of what we do in our Catholic worship is physical. We are not souls trapped inside bodies. We are body-soul unities, a psychosomatic unity, if you will. And in the theology of the body of St. John Paul the Great, he likes to say this, the body expresses the person. Yeah. And when we make the sign of the cross over our bodies, this means that we belong 100% body and soul to God. And it's definitely all connected. And we spoke yesterday about St. Paul's statement in Romans 12, a living sacrifice, you know, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. And so our bodies do play into it. And so we can, I think, educate the soul and the mind even through our actions in the body. And I think that's just something that's so fascinating to think about. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We've got to take another quick break in a moment. But Becky, I know you're on the line. If you're listening, Becky calling from Minnesota. We're going to get to your call. I've got a great call coming up after this really quick break. Thank you, Karen, for that little chat. It was a lot of fun. And we're going to take a really short break in just a moment here on Relevant Radio. But we've got a lot of great stuff coming up in this program. One of the interesting things that can give us a lot of confidence that you're going to want to hear about that can help us stop dealing with this imposter syndrome is to realize who we really are. And we are sons and daughters of the King. It's called divine filiation. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after this short break. It's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, coming up on being halfway through this hour of the Cale Clark Show, I'm Josh Raymond here along with Cale, asking you to consider making that pledge of $1 a day, $365 over the course of the year. It breaks down to about $30.42 every month. And for that level of a donation, we would love to send you a very special thank you gift. It's a medal that has Our Lady of Lourdes, has the image of Our Lady appearing before a kneeling and praying Saint Bernadette on one side. Mm. And on the reverse side, it has a third-class relic that's been touched to the site there where Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette at the Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. words. And along with that, well, we also have a Sacred Heart crucifix that we would send to you as well. And in fact, if you make your pledge online, we'll even send you an MP3 download of Jumpstart Your Lent. It's a recording Father Rocky just recorded about a week and a half ago, and specifically for this pledge drive, giving you some different ideas, different ways that you can maybe plan ahead for the Lenten season and look at how you can plan for those three pillars of Lent, the fasting, the almsgiving, the prayer. And you can make that pledge right now at 877-291-0123. You can pledge online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And Cale, you know, I was thinking about it as I was listening to you and Karen, and who was the speaker that you played the clip of? Amy Cuddy?
Amy Cuddy is her name.
And I was thinking,
yeah,
you know, to a degree, we're all kind of hypocrites. You know, we're all saying, well, don't sin, but I know I'm a sinful person, and that's okay. It, you know, kind of like you were saying, we got to know who we are. And you know, the wonderful thing is that God has infinite mercy for us, and He's willing to welcome us back time and again. That sacrament of reconciliation, it's so, so wonderful. And if you haven't been in a while, go. But then make your pledge and help support Relevant Radio.
yeah. And we don't want you to confess that you didn't do the pledge, right? So I'm only kidding. But no, it's so true. And it's funny that you mentioned that, Josh, because right after the break, Lucas is going to share something very personal about that as well. And it really ties in. Now, one thing we can do, one thing we can all do, we pray, fast, and give alms. Giving alms is sometimes difficult, but there's such a great blessing. God loves a cheerful giver, and we always get back so much more than we could possibly give. 1-877-291-0123 or online. You want to get that MP3 from Father Rocky. It's a great talk. RelevantRadio.com. If you make your donation online, you can do that or through the Relevant Radio app. Give from the heart. It's our winter pledge drive on Relevant Radio.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Hey, welcome back to the program. This is Cale Clark. So glad that you've joined me for the show. We're talking a little bit about imposter syndrome and how can we deal with this from a Catholic perspective. Now, one thing I want to mention before we get back to this topic. Tomorrow, you're definitely going to want to tune in. We've got a fantastic guest, Father Rocha, who is, in fact, the chaplain of the Kansas City Chiefs football team. Father Richard Rocha is going to be joining me live on the Cale Clark Show tomorrow. He is getting ready for the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay between the Buccaneers. First time a hometown team has ever played in the Super Bowl, and the defending champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs have a number of Catholic players on the squad, including Harrison Butker, the all-pro kicker, who kicks a lot of butt on the field, and he also does a lot of great stuff for God off the field as well. He's really discovered the Latin Mass. He's become an altar server. Not a lot of NFL players are altar servers, but Father Rocha is going to be by. He's going to talk about his incredible ministry in a very, very high-pressure environment tomorrow on the show as we get set up for the Super Bowl. I think you're really, really going to enjoy this. So tell your friends. Tell the whole bunch. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Anyways, back to what we were talking about just before the break, this concept of imposter syndrome. And very often we as Catholics can be pretty hard on ourselves in this regard. And others can be hard on us too. We're going to go to the phones right now. We're going to hear a little bit about that. Becky is calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Becky, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. You got it.
Yeah. So when you were talking about the imposter syndrome or whatever you want to call it, what came to my mind was that Satan is trying to, you know, sit on our shoulder and make us doubt or make us feel unworthy that we can't do what God has called us to do.
Yeah,
so
I think that's...
I just wanted to call in and share that. And whenever I get that feelings, I've heard of a Catholic binding prayer. It simply says, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, spirit of doubt or confusion or what unworthiness, and I cast you to the foot of the cross to be judged by our Lord.
Wow, so, that's
and
powerful.
And that just kind of helps me, you know, get rid of those feelings that Satan is is, you know, not wanting you to succeed and do God's will.
Well, Becky, I think that's a great point. Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Becky. Thank you for sharing that. Satan's a liar. Let's face it. Jesus says he is a liar. He's been a liar from the beginning. He is the father of lies. And one of the biggest lies that he wants to tell us is that we're not good enough. We're not worthy. God doesn't love us. How could God possibly forgive you for what you've done? These are all thoughts from the enemy. They are thoughts from the evil one. So we've got to really sort those out. He's very crafty, obviously. And in our sister program, The Faith Explained, right now we're doing the Genesis series. We're going through the book of Genesis. We're just about to get into chapter 3 of Genesis, the fall of man. How did Satan trick our first parents? A lot of his attack on Adam and Eve was driven by pure jealousy. He couldn't understand why God loved these puny creatures so much. And really what he gets them to doubt at the end of the day, I'm going to give you a little sneak preview here. He gets them to doubt the fatherhood of God. Did God really say, you know, don't eat from this tree? Why would he want to do that to you? Why would he want to keep something so good from you? He can't be a good father. And that's really what the original sin is at one level. It is a doubt and just sowing seeds of doubt in the fatherhood of God, in his love for us. And this is definitely something that we have to watch out for, Becky. And I do really appreciate you tying that in. That was Becky calling from Minneapolis. And Lucas, you wanted to share a little bit about that in the context of confession. Now, I hope you're not going to reveal your last confession to us. We certainly don't want to hear that.
No. Well, Becky hit the nail on the head there. I think as Catholics, you know, we can get into this routine sometimes where things are going great. I'm praying the rosary. I'm going to daily mass. You know, I've gone to confession. And then out of nowhere, you make this boneheaded sin and do this stupid thing. And you're like, okay, you know what? This is really who I am. And we can fall into that temptation of thinking, yeah, like, who am I kidding?
You'll never make it.
Exactly. Like, I don't deserve to be a follower of Jesus. I'm just this broken, really sinful person. And who am I trying to kid thinking that I could actually follow Jesus Christ? But as Josh mentioned during the break, and as you just mentioned there, Kale, it's in that confessional where we find that reassurance in our true identity. And Jesus is almost saying to us, don't worry, little flock. It pleases my Father to give you the kingdom. And
absolutely,
we find our identity as sons and daughters of God.
And go ahead.
One thing that always, personally, that helps me is I heard a priest say one time, the saints aren't those who never fell. They're those who, that after they fell, they continue to run to God rather than from him.
Yeah, that is so true. That is such a good point. That's a really great line from that priest. That's it. When we fall, we have two choices. We're either going to try to get up and fight again, or we're going to try to run away and stay down. And this is, of course, what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to feel defeated, unloved. We're never going to make it. But this is part of becoming a saint. We've got to become it. We've got to, you know, and even if we do feel like we're faking it, we're really not. We're becoming saints. We're becoming the people that God has created us to be. We're becoming who we really are, the best version of ourselves. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We're going to go back to the phones right now. Thanks, Lucas, for sharing that. We're going to go to Teresa, who's calling from Dallas. Teresa, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about what you're talking about, and it's wonderful that you said that you just need to name it, because that happened to me when the same story that Amy told about going to college and not feeling smart enough, or that I literally felt like an imposter. I never thought of it that way before, but it really happened. And then it even bled over into my later life when I started having health issues, and I just felt like I'm a failure because I wasn't able to stop this. When I would go to Bible classes, I felt like I'm not as smart as these people. Literally, the word imposter is really hitting home. But a friend of mine noticed this in me and suggested that I listen to a song by Lauren Daigle, and it's called You Say. Mm-hmm. And I have some of the lyrics here, and I'd just like to share it because I hope that it would help someone else.
Sure.
It says, I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours and I believe. And she's talking about God. She
wow, says, that's powerful.
You, yes, what you say of me. And so at the end, she just says she puts herself at the feet of God, and that he holds her when she's fallen short. It's a beautiful song, and I just hope that it helps someone else.
Well, Teresa, we have a treat for you. We've actually found the song. That's how fast our crack research team at the Cale Clark Show can work. Just as you were reading out those lyrics, we have the song, and we're going to actually play it for you as we go into the break. Thank you so much for calling, Teresa. That's a beautiful song and a beautiful message. What really matters is what God says about us. And he says, you are my beloved daughter, my beloved son. We'll talk much more about that after the break. Thank you, Teresa. We'll be right back on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I was listening to you while I was in the institution in Avenal and Corcoran, and you know, you really helped me keep myself sane. And with all this COVID-19, and I like the issues that you talked about, and everybody also that was participating there, this in this radio station right here. Mm-hmm. But you know, you and Cyrus do such a good job. I just said, you know what? I got to call this dude when I get out.
You mentioned institution. Were you hospitalized?
No, it was a state prison. But, you know, then your conscience begins to convict you. Mm-hmm. And you just want to make that change. And then I happened to get the station here offered to me to listen to, kind of like counsel me. And it was a good tool.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
I love hearing those stories of conversion and where somebody's life has been changed by something they hear on Relevant Radio. And, you know, Cale, as I'm listening to so many different stories here during this hour of people who are saying, yeah, you know, I'm struggling with this idea of am I kind of an imposter in what I'm putting myself out there? Or, you know, the caller before, Becky, she ended up saying, you know, Becky, that there's this feeling of we're not worthy. Well, and quite honestly, that's the miraculous gift there from God, from Jesus, his substitutionary gift. We're not worthy. But the fact is, even though we're not worthy, God still offers us that free gift of salvation. And all we have to do is say, God, you know, I want that, and I want to follow you, and I want to receive you in the Eucharist. I want your forgiveness that's available in the sacrament of reconciliation, and it's available for us. And that's really the reason that, you know, I mean, we've been talking this hour about this beautiful Our Lady of Lourdes medal. It has the third-class relic. It's a wonderful thank you gift for anybody who makes that pledge of $1 a day. But honestly, the reason that you support Relevant Radio is because we know that we're talking about a message of hope and love and mercy that is from our Creator, and He wants us to be with Him. And, you know, there's things that we might want to offer back to Him. And we know we want to offer the best we have, but we know there's nothing we could do to ever merit the grace and the love and the salvation that's offered us.
You know, it's so true, Josh. And one of those, God always chooses these people that seem weak in the eyes of the world to show us His love and His care. People like Mother Teresa,
right?
People like St. Bernadette of Lourdes. And she was just a young child, seen as uneducated in the eyes of the world. But She was God's chosen messenger for what was going to happen at Lourdes, the appearance of our Blessed Mother, all the great miracles that God was going to do there. And I remember, Josh, I have a really good friend named Brad, and when I was in Protestant ministry, I was coming back into the Catholic Church. I tried every theological and scriptural argument in the book to try to convince this guy that he should come with me into the church and become Catholic himself. In one ear and out the other. One day I'm going through some photos on my laptop and showing him some vacation pictures, and I'm sure that was really exciting for him. It's kind of like when your favorite aunt pulls out her wallet with all the kids' pictures. I'll tell you what that photo was that I showed him that really grabbed his attention later on, but you need to call right now and support Relevant Radio. Give from the heart, 1-877-291-0123. Give online, there's no busy signal, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Give from the heart.
Make that pledge right now, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. Oh, and Kale, there's something about a pizza story.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Kale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah, the pizza story. We'll get to it. It's piping hot. That's coming up later on. You're going to have to stick with me. If you want to call in, react to what you've heard today, 1-888-914-9149. We've already had some great phone calls. And that beautiful song, You Say, by Lauren Daigle, we played that at the break. If you want to search for that song, that's the name of it. If you want to listen to it on YouTube or whatever, download it. Lauren Daigle, You Say. Beautiful song, powerful lyrics, and a powerful truth. It matters most what God says about us, not even what we say about ourselves. The truth is that we are his sons and daughters. I just love this story about St. Jose Maria Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei. And really, when this hit home for him, he was already a priest. And it was 1931, and he was in Madrid, Spain, and he was in a streetcar. He was traveling in the city, had a newspaper in his hand. And then all of a sudden, he just felt out of nowhere welling up in his heart and bubbling up onto his lips, this phrase, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. And this is really what St. Paul talks about in his letter to the Galatians, this Spirit of God that we've been, that's been imparted to us, who has been imparted to us in baptism, testifying with Jesus Christ saying, yes, Abba, Father. And Jesus, of course, prayed that prayer as well. And you know, when he says Abba, he's not talking about a Swedish pop band. This is the Aramaic word for Father. Listen, I love that band. Maybe, Lucas, you can get us some ABBA music on the outro. But having said that, St. Jose Maria just started saying in front of everybody on the streetcar, it was like he was in a trance, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. And he was just overwhelmed by divine filiation, the fact that we are sons and daughters of the King. And so he starts muttering this to himself on the streetcar, and everybody's kind of saying, what's wrong with this guy? He gets off the streetcar and walks the streets of Madrid for an hour or maybe 2 hours. He couldn't even remember how long he was out there. Time passed without his even being aware of it, contemplating with lights that were not from his own understanding that amazing truth. And he said, it was like a lighted coal that was burning in my soul from that point on, never to be extinguished. And from that point on, his spiritual life took on a new depth of childlike trust, our adoptive sonship in Jesus Christ that we receive in baptism. And this is a truth that we really have to get a hold of. We have to discover who we really are. We're not imposters. We are chosen. We are loved by the King himself. We need to have a Catholic superiority complex. And I don't mean that in any kind of negative way. We just need to have confidence in who we are. And maybe you've met somebody like that. Maybe you've met somebody in the faith who just radiates that. I know I have this confidence, not an arrogance, but a confidence that comes from knowing that Jesus Christ loves us. He has chosen us. And what does Jesus say about this in the gospel? Well, in Mark's gospel, chapter 10, what does he preach? Let the children come to me. Don't prevent them. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you. And you know, whenever Jesus says that, he really, really means business. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. The implications are serious. They're absolutely serious. So who are children really? Like, you know, I have one child. Josh has, I believe, 9 children. He could tell us more about that. I really got to get some home management tips from him. Maybe we could do that tomorrow. But children are people who live absolutely in the present moment. Children really don't worry about the past, especially when they're really young. They don't worry about the future. They're living in the moment. And we need to do that too. We need to understand that this present moment, that's the only moment that we can give to God. The past is gone. We leave it to his mercy. The future hasn't arrived yet. We leave it to his providence. The present is a gift to us. Maybe that's why they call it the present. I'm bad preaching there. This is my old evangelical, homilist coming out, if you will. But you got to love it. It's true. It's absolutely true. And children also are very, very trusting. My daughter, Michaela, she will leap off of the stairs and expect me to catch her, even if I'm not, you know, waiting for this, or I'm not aware or ready for this yet. And I will catch her. Of course, I have to. But this is the trust factor. And this is what faith really is. If you want to know what faith is, a good word that you can use instead is trust. And being a child of God, it's a bit of a paradox because it's a combination of weakness and strength. As Josh was speaking about as we were just conversing there a moment ago, we really understand that we are weak. We need God. We need his help. But we also are strong because we have his strength. He gives it to us. So there's a lot of consequences that we can get from this. And these are characteristics that should be noted by other people when they're around us. If we're really living out this divine filiation, this idea of being sons and daughters of God, the first thing is joy. And that joy is compatible even with suffering. Jesus says that we can be joyful in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, because everything that happens to us, which is good, objectively good, in the world's eyes good, in God's eyes good, and there are other things that maybe in the eyes of the world, in our own eyes, are not so good, but everything is good that comes to us from God our Father. If he allows it, if he wants or allows something to happen to me, it must be good for me ultimately, even if I don't understand it at first. St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, we know that all things work for good for those who love God. Now, some things are very hard to understand, very hard to accept, but we have to believe this. And we can really only believe this and appropriate this by faith. It's an act of faith to say that all things, not just some things, not just the things I like, the things I find pleasant, all things work for the good for those who love God. He's going to turn it to our advantage. It's like the Queen's Gambit, that show about chess. He is the grandmaster. You cannot outfox him. He is going to turn everything the enemy tries to throw at us for ill. He's going to turn it around for our good. The saints are often like this. Think about St. John Paul II. I can't even think of one image of him not smiling or happy. We've got to be that way too. And so a supernatural reaction in the face of our worries, we've got to see our life from God's perspective. God will send us crosses, that's for sure. Jesus says you have to pick up your cross daily. And most of the time, the crosses that we have, we didn't pick them for ourselves, okay? We don't get to choose, but that's okay because God knows the right one, the right size for us. We got to trust him. Abandonment, trust in God. That's got to be the word of the day. Abandonment, trust in God, divine filiation. Understand that. St. Jose Maria, one more little quote from St. Jose Maria. He says, being a child, you'll have no cares. Children always forget what troubles them, return to their usual games. With abandonment, you won't have to worry. You'll rest in the Father. And you can listen to ABBA on The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Be right back.
I'm not exactly sure where ABBA came from. Is that a favorite of yours?
We're talking about ABBA, Father.
Oh, you go. Said, okay, yeah. That's the connection. So it just went completely past me there.
Yeah, I can imagine if you left the room for a minute to grab a cup of coffee, you're like, what just happened here?
Yep, that's all right. I all surrender. It's my Waterloo.
Well done.
So we're down to the last 5 minutes here of the Cale Clark Show, and we're asking you to consider making that pledge of $1 a day, $365. Mm-hmm. And this is the only day. In fact, these are the last 5 minutes we're going to be talking about it here in the Cale Clark Show. This beautiful Our Lady of Lourdes medal. On one side, it has the image of Our Lady appearing before St. Bernadette. She's kneeling and praying there before Our Lady. On the reverse side, there's a third-class relic on the medal. That relic has been touched to the place at the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes where Our Lady appeared to St. Bernadette. And I also like, on the back side, it has this little row of roses that goes alongside there. Too. It really is. And so it's just our way of saying thank you for making that pledge. And that dollar a day level, it really goes so far to help Relevant Radio as we're trying to proclaim the truth of the Catholic faith. And that's actually something, Cale, I thought this was outstanding. We heard from somebody who made a donation, said, I was taught that the Catholic Church was scary, not a true faith. Mm. I had a friend who recommended Relevant Radio as a way of learning about the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. And so this person said, I listen to Relevant Radio now 3 hours a day. And I always listen, I reference the prayers that are on the app. I use it all the time. And this person is actually coming into the church this Easter and said, thank you for sharing the truth in a non-threatening way. And that's actually...
that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to have, as Peter writes in his letter, mm-hmm. and he says, we want to present the defense of our faith with gentleness and with reverence. Yep. Yeah. And that's what your donation provides. You can make that pledge right now, relevantradio.com, through the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us 877-291-0123.
Yeah, we really try to present a joyful piety on our network, because the faith is something to be excited and joyful about and be happy about. And you know what else makes me happy, Josh?
What's
is pizza.
Pizza. I thought it was going to be pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I was afraid that you weren't going to remind me about this story, but thankfully I remembered. Okay, so here's the pizza story, and it does tie into all of this, believe me. I'll make this very tortured connection here, but back in my basketball playing days, many moons ago when I was on an official team, and we're talking school basketball here, I was with my teammates on a road trip. We were at a tournament in a small town, and we were in this little motel, and we wanted to order some pizza. And one of the guys, one of my teammates, found this place in the phone book, in the Yellow Pages, if you remember those things. It was 3-for-1 pizza. And I'm like, I don't know about this, guys, because there's a 2-for-1 pizza here as well. And I'm just thinking, how in the world do you get the same? This can't be great quality. How can they charge you the price of one pizza? And somehow you're going to get three amazing pizzas? I don't think so. I just think the quality control wouldn't be up to snuff. Let's go for the 2-for-1. So there's this huge battle, this huge argument that ensued. I won eventually. We got the 2-for-1, but they never let me live it down. They were like, man, we should have got the 3-for-1. And the reason why I bring this up now is because if you donate online right now, it's truly a 3-for-1 deal. Now, we're not going to send you any pizza, thank goodness, but it won't be fresh by the time it gets to you. But we are going to give you immediately, instantaneously, if you donate online, you're going to get an MP3 download of Father Rocky's talk, Jumpstart Your Lent. Before we start fasting, there's no more pizza, right? We're going to feast up until then, but we're going to fast, we're going to give alms, and we're going to pray a lot more intensely. And you're going to get not only that talk, you're going to get the Sacred Heart crucifix, this beautiful 8-inch Sacred Heart resin crucifix, which is just gorgeous. You should see the pictures of this. You can see it on the website. And, of course, the Lord's medal as well. A 3-for-1 deal for giving $1 a day, 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, and the Relevant Radio app. Remember, online, that's the only way you can get the 3-for-1.
There you go. I didn't know where the pizza plane was going, but you brought it in and you landed it. You made it in. It's taxiing in right now. So you also can get your 3-for-1 if you make your $1 a day pledge at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app. Or give us a call, 877-291-0123. There's still time, and there are still some of these Our Lady of Lourdes medals left. So respond right now. Give from the heart. RelevantRadio.com.